The United States calls upon the revitalized transitional government of national unity to allow journalists to work without fear of harassment, detention, or violence. Journalists must be free and empowered to fulfill this essential function for South Sudan to become a strong and stable democracy.
That's Colin Machado, acting public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, reading a statement yesterday by Ambassador Michael J. Adler, marking World Radio Day. Radio is the most widely consumed medium of communication, with nearly 93% of respondents reported having access to radio. According to a 2021 survey by the South Sudan National Audience Survey and Internews, media professionals say in a country like South Sudan, where internet penetration is fairly low, radio is the most reliable source of information for the public. The U.S. has long supported independent media in South Sudan, particularly radio, through its International Agency for Development, or USAID. Machado said USAID recently launched the Sustainable Independent Media Activity, a three-year, $12 million activity focused on improving South Sudanese citizen access to reliable information by promoting high-quality independent radio.
This initiative will provide more than $3 million in grants to local media organizations and support efforts that combat hate speech, rumors, misinformation, and disinformation, which threaten peace and stability in South Sudan.
Lincoln Niemann Berryman, Norway's ambassador to South Sudan, says only 8% of South Sudanese have access to electricity. She says access to information by a medium that does not require a lot of power is the only way to easily spread information.
Radio plays a crucial part in the dissemination of information in this country. Therefore, the World Radio Day is of particular significance in this country. This year's theme is radio and peace, a fitting theme within the context of South Sudan, where radio has played and will continue to play an important part of any development towards peace.
Berryman helped the transitional government to ensure freedom of press and let journalists work without fear of obstruction or harassment.
Radio as a medium would not work without journalists. Media freedom and the freedom for journalists to write, speak, and investigate wherever they themselves deem important and interesting is a prerequisite for peace in any society.
The diplomats say journalists must be free to fulfill this essential function in order for South Sudan to become a stable democracy. The United Nations proclaimed February 13 World Radio Day in 2011. The same year, South Sudan declared its independence. The theme for this year, Radio and Peace, focuses on the role of radio as an independent medium of peacemaking. Since independence in July 2011, freedom of expression has become severely restricted in South Sudan. According to the UN Commission on Human Rights, South Sudan is one of the most dangerous places in the world to be a journalist. In February 2021, Amnesty International released a report accusing the South Sudan National Security Service of using abusive surveillance to terrorize journalists, activists, and government critics. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.